This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic, in Elizabethville in the Congo, talking with Vera Woodcock. Mrs. Woodcock, who is this African girl who has just come into the room?
This young lady is Yav Ruth. I met Yav first at Kapanga about a few years ago. When our children were small, we wanted a girl to come and help us in the afternoons while I went to women's school. This is the girl that was sent to me. So she learned how to give our baby a bath, how to feed Nancy, and how to put her to bed and do everything for her. Then one day Yav came over to the classroom with Nancy, who was the picture of health, and the African women said, "Oh, she's healthy only because she eats white man's food." But Yav said, "No, this is not true." She said, "This little girl eats the food that you could feed your babies if you wanted to. I know because I feed her."
How old is she?
Yav is about 23 years of age. Here in the Congo, Yav is a teacher in the home economics school at Mulungwishi. She has under her about 95 girls. When Yav was a little girl, her uncle very much wanted her to learn. So he sent her to school. But Yav didn't want to go to school. And so her uncle one day took her dress from her and gave her a little piece of cloth. And he said, "Now, if you want to be just like the other little village girls, why, you can just wear the cloth of the village girls." So he took her dress away from her. Then after a few days, Yav was very much ashamed. And she went to her uncle then and said, "Uncle, if you'll give me back my dress," he said, "I'll go back to school." This time when she went back to school, she said, "I went back because I wanted to go. I hurried every morning and did my work in the gardens and carried the water. I was the first one to arrive at school in the afternoon. From then on, I really wanted to learn. I never could learn enough." She did not graduate from high school. She came to the mission station when in her third grade. When she had finished her fifth grade, she found that a young boy who was trained to be a teacher at another mission station had written her name into his textbook, and this meant that she was his wife. But
just by writing the name in a textbook?
His textbook.
I see.
Indicated that this was his wife. And so Yav had a real problem because she really wanted to go to school. So after about 3 weeks, she came one day and said she would have to go and be married. So we drove her the 100 miles to her village. Her husband was just preparing to go back to his school. We arrived about 9 o'clock in the morning. By 11 o'clock, she was married and in the church. And the next day, she went with her husband to the other mission station where she was able to continue 2 more years of school.
Well, what happened to her husband?
After 4 years of marriage, she was not able to have any children, and so he left her and chose another wife. So she came back to us, and we advised her to go back to school, so she went back to school. And a few years after this had happened, he saw her in the village again. And he said to her, he said, "Yav, you really wanted to be a teacher, didn't you? You really wanted to go to school, and I spoiled it all for you." She said, "Yes, that's true. I really wanted to be a teacher, just as you had."
And so that's the story of Yav. And thank you, Vera Woodcock, for telling us about Yav. This is Eric Robinson in Elizabethville in the Congo. Your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is made possible by the Methodist of this community. Presented as a public service of this station in cooperation with the National Council of Churches.